Hi there. It's Johnson family time. There's no rock and roll in Chickasola, but there's lots of fun just the same. So, well, as a change of pace, let's take the Chickasola choo-choo to our mythical village of Chickasola, way down south. Before we drop in, though, let's stop at a way station. Our sponsor would like to board. And now, if everyone is ready, it's Chickasola choo-choo, and we stop off at the Chickasola Railroad Station just in time to watch Papa Johnson enter the office of the Professor Potash. The professor has a deep, dark secret. Come on, we can follow.
And I said to myself, if there was a friend and all that, he was you, Professor.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you think that, Major. Why don't you sit down?
Oh, yeah. Now, I come over here to talk with you and such as that about the money and everything, and I suppose that, that a ticklish subject. I don't know what it is about money, but seem like the folks, when they come and talk about it, if they ain't careful, they get in all kinds of arguments and everything. You know how that is.
Oh, don't you just know it, Miss Johnson. In fact, I'm about ready to get into argument with you.
Yes.
Oh, can't you just tell it? I mean, you went in there and told the lawyer Philpotts and them where you and me hid that money in the cave of the four winds, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you and me, you know, we took the money from the gangsters. That is, we found it where they put it, and you was a hero, because you captured the gangsters by getting them up on Buzzard's Beak, and they couldn't get out, and you sent the sheriff up there for them, and they in jail. And they done told the authorities, and the attorneys at the law and all that stuff, that we was the one that took the money away from them where they done hid it, and everybody know now that we is the one that done re-hid the money, and naturally, you know, we got to go back up there and get it and bring the money down here and get it to the people so they can put it back in the bank again.
Now, Miss Johnson, did you realize how much $100,000 is?
No. Now, wait a minute, Professor. Just a minute. Don't come there talking about does I realize how much it is and all that stuff. You know as good as I know that you and me hid the money up there in the cave with the four winds, and then after you done trapped them crooks up there on the top of Buzzard's Beak, then you went and got the money and then hid it somewhere else. And you done told me that that's what you did. Now, and don't come there. I don't want to hear no more about how much it is.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
Let me got something to say, Miss John. And then if I done got something to say, then if you got more to say to add to it, then you can. First, though, I want to tell you how much $100,000 is.
Professor, I ain't caring how much no $100,000 am. All I'm thinking about is that money got to go back to the bank. Now, you know that you and me, we done hid the money, and if I done hid it, then you done hid it again, and you the only one that know where the money is, and it's up to us to go up there and get it.
Miss Johnson, can you wait just a minute?
Okay.
You was in my place, Miss Johnson, and therefore you owes me the courtesy to lend me your ear.
What you gonna do with my ear?
I gonna put something in it. Now, listen. Does you realize that if you got $100,000, I done made a list of stuff here, look. You can buy 20 Cadillac sedans, see yonder?
20.
Oh, 20, Miss Johnson.
That's enough Cadillacs to last a man all his life, ain't it?
Oh, can't you just feel it? I mean, that. And size that, let's put it this way. Excuse me, Miss John, I get the telephone. Before I get the telephone, though, there's something I want to ask you.
What's that?
Is you going to keep this a deep, dark secret?
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to say nothing to nobody.
Excuse me, then. Hello? Yeah? Oh, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
That was short. Who was it?
Miss Philpotts want to know was you up here, and I told him yes, and he say that he would drop by and see you. before you went home.
Well, what does he want to see me for?
I don't know, Miss Johnson. But I do know that you done promised to keep this a deep, dark secret. $100,000, Miss Johnson. With that much money, we could rent ourselves a yacht and take a trip around the world and even stop off at the Yazoo Islands and pitch some woo in Yazoo and such as that. And we might even go to Bermuda or someplace.
Now, wait a minute. That money don't belong to us. And you and me know that we ain't got no business sitting here talking this way. The lawyer Philpott is the apex of epitome. I mean, he got the integrity of a mule, that man has. And he wouldn't do nothing except what is right. And the lawyer is one of them there kind of fellas that if I told him that we would get the money and bring it back down there to him. And then we would all put it in the bank. Now, you know that's what we got to do. And ain't no use keep on talking about how much you can do with $100,000.
Mr. Johnson, you is completely devoid of imagination.
I is.
If you got any imagination at all, can't you imagine yourself riding around, floating on a beautiful bark with flowers on both sides of the stream, and a beautiful girl sitting alongside of you?
Mama would bust me open.
Oh, that is right. You married. Well, Miss Johnson, let me dream anyway a little while before we give him the money back.
We gonna give it back to him.
Oh, sure. But just while it's in my possession, I just like to sit and think of all of the things I could do with that money. And then when we does give it back to him, I can say and give myself all the credit in the world, because I say to myself, just think. You turned your back on all of them wonderful things that you could do with that money and give it back to the people. Now, if I don't have time to think all them wonderful things, I won't be as big a hero as I ordinarily would have been if I give myself some time to think. You see?
Oh, come in, lawyer.
Hi, Johnson. Hi, Professor. Nobody followed me. I came on down. I wanted to talk to you fellas. This thing has gotten quite serious, you know. They've captured the professor is the one that had the sheriff come up to Buzzard Beak and pick up the bank robbers, and they're in jail, and they're paying for their crime, and now all that remains is to get the money and bring that back to the bank.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to do that right now, lawyer. Right, Professor?
I guess I done dreamed enough, yes, sir. I know that it's the thing to do.
Yeah. Gentlemen, come here. What is it?
What is it, Mr. Philpott?
As you gentlemen know, I am a man of great honesty, foresight, and integrity.
Oh, yes, sir.
We know that.
I'm just wondering if a man of my integrity should turn that money over to the crooks that run that bank or not.
Crooks that run what bank?
I didn't know there were no crooks in the bank. Is the crooks running the bank?
They are just as crooked as they can stick. Do you know what would happen if you came over there and borrowed $100 on your house? And if you didn't pay that $100 back at the proper time, they would take your house and home and dispose of it, sell it at the public auction block, and leave you homeless?
Well, Josh, the banks have to do that, though, don't they?
Johnson, I'm talking about how crooked they are. Now, you know I'm a man that wants to do the right thing. Now, just wondering, if you fellas know where that money is, why can't the three of us get together and take a little trip? Decide what should be done before we carry that money back to those crooks over there at that bank.
Well, it looks as though the lawyer Philpott has thrown his integrity to the four winds and joined some of the thinking that's been going through the heads of Papa Johnson and the professor. I'll be back in a moment with more about what's going to happen tomorrow, but first a moment here with You Know Who. Thank you know who. And this is Jimmy Scribner, hoping that you'll join us at the same time tomorrow for more fun in Chickasawtown. Until then, thanks for today, and goodbye, everybody!